This is a peppy little number here. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you, General. You, just because we took a few days off doesn't mean we're back to the old way of.
What do you mean?
Oh, that's right. We just fall into it.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry wants to fall into it in a conversation.
Thanks, bud. I've got it, bud.
But
I said bud, thanks.
No, you didn't. You said thanks, but.
So it's the Phil Hendry Show now. Jeff Dowder is going to come on because I took a journey over into Chatsworth over the weekend and actually put up a couple of pictures on, I put up one on Instagram. You know what, you put up pictures, can I just say something? Let me tell the audience what it was. I put up a couple of pictures on Instagram from the marijuana factory in Chatsworth, California. Now, can I say something?
Go ahead.
When you put up pictures of you standing at the weed store, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Harry, people are going to think you think you're all...
Well, Phil, you do run the risk, you know, of seeming like you think you're all Mr. Weed.
Do you ever say anything about that?
I run the risk of people thinking that I think I'm Mr. Weed.
Jeez. See, he laughs. You understand?
No, I don't understand. Maybe I run the risk of people thinking, hey, here is Phil investigating a highly relevant aspect of California economy, of the California economy, and therefore a highly relevant aspect of the American economy, because California is the fifth largest economy in the world. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Now, I'm going to ask you something. Don't change the subject, man. You wanted to talk about Mr. Weed? Let's talk about it.
It's just that you look like you think you're the hip guy and the stuff that falls...
Out of the rear end doesn't smell.
Yes.
No, I don't think I'm the hip guy. I don't even smoke weed, okay?
You don't smoke marijuana.
Of course not.
Well, what does that mean? What is with you, Phil?
Yeah, you're investigating the weed.
I don't smoke weed, okay? When I say of course not, I think that's like something in my past. You know, I was going to mention today on Twitter that...
Yeah, you've been off Twitter too, Mr. Henry. A lot of people have noticed that and been mentioning it.
Isn't that interesting? I was going to, if I may be so bold as to continue.
Go ahead.
I was going to, shit.
You were going to do something?
I was going to write on
Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to write on Twitter. I haven't smoked marijuana in 40 years. That's God's truth. I mean, regularly. 40 years. I smoked marijuana at a time when if you got caught with it, you could go to prison.
Here we go. Here come the old war stories.
No, I'm just saying. That's a fact. But... I went over there because I was with a friend who smokes weed, and not only smokes weed, but also rubs weed, cannabis, onto her skin. She also eats gummy bears full of cannabis.
Oh, wait a minute, she eats gummy bears? Yeah, Jerry, you gotta get with her, man. There are all kind of uses for the weed.
Yeah, they've got tinctures. Isn't that right, Phil? Your name is Phil, right?
Yeah, it's Phil.
I'm kidding. Tinctures, right?
Yeah, they've got tinctures. They got oils. They have gummy bears, all kinds of edibles. They call edibles, General.
Now, the edibles, I know what you're talking about, the pot brownies, huh? I've heard all about those.
Now, they've gone way beyond pot brownies. Now, they got, like Mr. Henry said, gummy bear, candies, chocolate-coated blueberry.
Yeah, chocolate-coated blueberries that are made out of weed.
How do you make a blueberry out of weed? Hey, wait. They're chocolate-covered blueberries with a coating of cannabis, you know, like kief. Don't ask me what it is, because I really—it's constructed from different plants, weed. It's like,
now, never mind. Because even if I did ask you, you wouldn't know.
Thank you. Okay, bud. Thank you. It's world famous Phil Hendry Show. So Jeff Dowder was going to jump on the phone with us and talk to us about the weed economy. Jeff is one of those guys that knows about it. He is a
he's not only a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech, and he. Also, that's about all he does. He smokes weed, is that it?
Well, not as much as some would think. Just because he sounds like a stoner.
Doesn't mean he is one. But he's enough of a stoner to tell us about. You know, what I'd like to find out is, and I think it's too early to tell, how much of a part of the California economy does recreational and medicinal marijuana contribute? We just saw the news. Over the weekend, California is now the fifth largest economy in the world. We're behind only the United States, China, Japan, and United States, China, Japan.
Yeah?
Don't give me the yeah. I'm thinking United States, China, Germany.
How do you like Japan and what?
United States, China, Germany, and Japan.
Yeah, now right there, two countries that we defeated brought to their knees in World War II, and then we've turned around and built them back up.
Oh, General, don't give me that ugly American stuff. The Japanese and German people have come to the great success they have much on their own doing.
Margaret, you just went...
Much? Yes, I know that. Now, I dare you to defy what I just said.
To defile?
To just go against what she just said. Japan and Germany have built themselves back up.
I'm not denying that. I think they're hardworking, wonderful people. Yes, they were odious and the scumbags of the earth back in World War II, but then they changed because they, you know,
became capitalists and
all's well that ends well.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to California.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Fifth largest economy in the world. I'm just wondering how much of that is...
Well, I don't think you can tell because the legalization, the recreational legalization of marijuana is only a few short months old. And therefore, the extent to which it... What is that?
It sounds like a dog barking.
It sounds like a dog barking, but it's actually a chair squeaking.
Oh, thank you. The extent... Never mind. I'm so bored to tears, but I could commit suicide.
The extent of how marijuana has contributed to the California economy is now, is up in the air because we don't know because the laws... But I bet you... I don't know. I shouldn't say this, but I read where it would be out of the gate... When they introduced medicinal, or maybe this was recreational, they said $7 billion.
Phil, you've got a look on your face like you don't know what you're...
What is it with you bugging me, too? You know, you've zeroed in on me.
No, I'm just... I'm busting your balls a little bit, okay?
Talk about Cassinet.
Please don't use that term.
All right.
Okay, so you're breaking my... What I'm saying is I heard... See, you're staring at me again.
I don't know. You're sure you didn't smoke any weed this week? And I'm kidding.
Yeah. You sure you didn't?
You're talking about me smoking weed.
General, would you ever smoke the weed?
What do you mean, the weed?
Would you ever smoke marijuana?
No, no, I don't have any use for that. I don't need that. I'm high on life.
Yeah, sure. Don't you drink alcohol?
I drink alcohol to have a couple of laughs. I don't need to get out of my mind.
Well, maybe you'll want it sometime. Maybe you'll have a backache or something. You know, it's a medicinal, okay?
You belched.
No, I didn't. It's a medicinal.
Right, I understand it's a medicinal. It probably helps a lot of people. I don't have anything that I need to cure, so thank you very much. No, I don't want any of your weed.
All right, we'll get Jeff. Jeff, what did I just say?
You said we'll get Jeff.
We'll get Jeff Dowder on the phone. Now, I know a lot of people are wondering what the hell happened to us over the last few days.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to address, Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was, and I think I mentioned on the pre-show, we had a power outage last week, and once we have one of those, it seems to wreak havoc all through the studio. And we had a record program go out. Our Audacity went out. We had all kinds of updates that didn't make any sense on our computers. We had lights going out. We had the board, once again, the PreSonus board going out on us. And so what we've decided to do is we got all that stuff squared away. We're going to get Adam in here. We're going to rewire the entire studio and get our shit together.
Hey.
Thank you. And we took a few days to do that, and we're going to be continuing it at the end of the month. And I'm sweating like a you-know-what, a racehorse. And by the way, congratulations to Justify winning the Kentucky Derby.
I understand you didn't watch it.
I did not watch it because I was, you know...
Phil was too busy running around looking at marijuana stores.
Holy Christ, Henry. Boy, the drug use has really gotten to you.
I'm not using drugs, thank you very much. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Right after these messages. Are you looking for a solid investment? Something that can't go bad? Something that will always be around? Earning you dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar? Gold bars and doubloons. Yes, this is the investment of a lifetime. What is it? Ah, you have to come to our meeting at 5151 High Rock in the auditorium. We'll tell you all about it as Gene Sherber and Karen Sassam tell you the ins and the outs of the brand spanking new Real Estate Cornucopia. That's it, Real Estate Cornucopia. As we make this commercial up as we go, and we try to sucker you in to give us the $50 to come on out to this auditorium, which I haven't even rented yet. We hope that you'll understand that the real estate, what did I call it?
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia is where you can realize, that's the word, realize your dreams, realize your
fantasies.
Fantasies, and become wealthy beyond every expectation.
The Real Estate Cornucopia
at the Gesman Auditorium in downtown Wordsville. Is that where we'll be?
We are now.
My. Seems like only yesterday we were enjoying Waterby's Boyberry Preserves from the Boyberry Orchard.
Yes, Waterby's Boyberry Preserves from the Boyberry Orchard there in Waterby, California. Delicious? Are you kidding? That doesn't even begin. Why would you even ask if they're delicious? What a stupid question. Are they delicious?
They're so delicious.
Let's get back to this guy asking the question.
Yes, I understand that, Hal. They're very, very... Prick.
The Boyberry Preserves from Waterby's. What are you waiting for? Go to Waterby's. Waterby's Boyberry Preserves.
Well, that ruined everything.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Continuing.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. And Jeff Dowder joining us from Temple City, California. Jeff, good to have you with us. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, what beach is Jeff from? And I said, well, he doesn't come from the beach. He comes from, Jeff Dowder comes from Temple City. You come from the inland parts of Los Angeles. And yet, would you say you're an avid surfer?
No, I'm not really. I wouldn't call myself an avid. You talk about avid surfer like a guy that surfs every day. I'm not like that. But I have surfed, and I do. Most of it is I like the beach culture, but I don't even like the beach culture. I go where I want to go, and I do the things that I got to do, you know. But I do skateboard a lot, by the way, Mr. Henry, always, you think, and I drive a snowplow. I have my own coconut water enterprise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How's it going?
It's going really good. We renamed it. What did we rename? I'm going to have to ask. Where's Toby? Toby, what did we rename the coconut water? Noodlebees, yeah. It's called Noodlebees Coconut Water.
Why is it called Noodlebees?
I'm sorry?
Why is it called Noodlebees?
What's that mean?
That's the name of the store that's going to put it on sale for us, so we named it after the store, Noodlebees. It is? Yeah.
Noodlebees. Why don't you call it Dowder Coconut Water?
Because I don't want anybody, what if it stiffs out? What if it, you know, it's no good? Like, we were selling it on the side of the street, and I was dressed in, like, Hawaiian shorts, and I would scamper up a tree, but that was no good. Yeah, it's Noodlebees, right?
Why don't you call it Toby Bowes? I mean, why name it after the store?
Because we did, Mr. Henry, because these people took a shot, and they said, we'll pack it in. We'll do Jeff Dowder coconut water. But anyway, from my house to Noodlebees, I ride a skateboard. Okay, so...
You ride a skateboard? Does that get you to work any faster than, like, if you just jogged?
Are you serious, General? Of course it does.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty efficient way to... lacking an automobile, which I have a car, but I don't want to... I think it's stupid to use a car to go 4 blocks every day, so that's what I do.
All right, Jeff Dowder with his folks who... and then you have your Caltech gig. How do you get to that, in the car?
I think so, yeah. No, I skateboard. God damn, man.
Hey, watch the language, Jeff.
Well, you're the guy...
Jeff, Phil's kidding you a little bit.
Okay, but...
Oh, okay, but what?
I don't take a... How am I going to go on a skateboard?
I know you don't take a skateboard.
I'm going to show up in class, and I smell of... I got B.O.?
What do you mean, B.O.?
What do you think's going to happen, man, if you take a skateboard that far?
What?
But, thank you, Jeff. Now then.
Well, I mean, it stands to reason.
Man, if you're skateboarding all the way, man, you have the P.O.
All right, next point here. Now, Phil wanted to ask you about somebody's, what do you call it, Phil, product?
Yeah, the legalized recreational weed sale in California is in full swing, Jeff. I went to a store in Chatsworth that was really impressive.
Yeah, you went over to the marijuana factory?
I did.
Yeah, that place is very well run. It has great, helpful... You know, helpful people who will give you the helpful tips and the hints and everything. And
what do you mean helpful tips? Well, they got knowledgeable people behind the counter.
Yeah, they can tell you what each pro. And so, what you have, you know, is not just joints. That, you know, there's top quality weed that's rolled up into the joints. You have bud that you can buy that comes in a small capsulation, and you have, like you were saying, tinctures and lotions. And it's pretty interesting, and they also have, you know, the edibles, like you were saying, not just brownies, but they have, you know, like you said, the gummy bears, and I think they've got a some kind of, like, potato chip or something.
I mean, if you can eat it, it seems like that's what they got, and I hate to come off sounding so tourista, but it was pretty fascinating just to to sit and watch and listen. And by the way, there's also mints. They have cannabis mints that have a certain level of THC in them, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get a mint that has, I don't know the exact dose, or I shouldn't say the dose, I don't know the exact amount of THC, but you can get mints that have THC in them. And then there's CPD. That is...
Now, I've heard of that. What is that? Is that a THC?
It's a part of a derivative of the marijuana, but it's not the part of the derivative that gets you high. It's the part that can heal, like if you have epilepsy, or if you have... it won't heal you if you have epilepsy.
Epilepsy?
Yeah, it won't heal you if you have epilepsy, but it can, you know, help you out. And a couple other diseases.
Now, I also saw some product there, and I actually asked the vet today, for dogs?
That's a little sketchy. THC for dogs, there's been no real testing. There is no real literature on it yet, Mr. Henry. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
What, Jeff, what are you? Do you read up on this stuff?
General, I do try to stay abreast of it. And as far as THC for dogs... no can do. They don't yet have none that I would say any veterinarian is going to sign off on.
So this THC for dogs, what is it, in a dog biscuit or something?
Well, it can be something you put in their drinking water like a tincture, but I personally don't recommend it because...
No, the veterinary medicine world, the veterinary science has not looked into it yet.
No, they haven't done really adequate research on it yet, and they don't know. They got their head, I wouldn't say they got their head parked, but they don't know.
All right, Jeff Dotter with us here talking about, you know, Jeff, a lot of people listen to you and they say, well, listen, this cat is sun-baked. Obviously, he smokes. Does that ever get old with you?
Does what ever get old?
The fact you sound like you're a stoner.
Well, you know something, man, I put my intelligence up against anybody, you know, what do you mean, man?
Jeff, there's a certain way that you speak that people assume you smoke a lot of marijuana.
Yeah, you blast up a lot, or you imbibe it.
Imbibe it, man?
You know, I shouldn't have asked the question.
I mean, there's a lot of people who will stereotype you because I live, I talk a certain way because I have a very certain attitude that I'm very comfortable with. And I know a lot of things, you know, and I try to approach it in a very gingerly and gentle way so that people don't get all, oh, wow, this dude's so, you know, he's trying to show me up. But I do know a lot of stuff, and probably what you hear in my voice is I'm trying to go slow so that a lot of people don't get...
Yeah, that's it. You go slow so I don't misunderstand you.
Well, I mean, General, you know, I know... God, man.
What is it that you think you know that nobody else knows?
Well, I'm talking about the weed, aren't I?
I think the kid, if you'll pardon me for calling you a kid, yeah, I think the kid has a lot of information, General, that you and I generally don't have. I'm not saying anything more than that.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, any guy that sits around, as you guys call it, blasting up all the time. See, I think that this country...
I don't blast up all the time. That's the thing. Where'd you get that idea?
Well, these people were saying you sound like a guy that... smokes that stuff like it's going out of style.
No, I don't, man, okay? I probably smoke maybe half a joint. Okay, here's why. I smoke half a joint in the morning on not every morning, okay?
On not every morning.
Okay.
Well, not every morning.
Okay.
When you smoke half a joint, not every morning, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then not every morning, like maybe...
Well, how often then?
I don't know, man. Like, you know, once every couple of maybe days or months.
Once every couple of days or months?
Yeah.
See, this is why people think you're smoking way too much weed and...
No, Mr. Henry, no. You know what, man? Later, you know. I mean, I can tell you that I could sit here and smoke joints all day long and still come on your program. Okay, you know what I'll do, Mr. Henry? Why don't you come over to my house and play Scrabble with me? I'll start the day out smoking joint after joint, and by the time you get over here to play Scrabble, okay, I'll have smoked probably about probably about six really high-powered joints of like BC Bud, Donkey Dick.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, but just
Okay, you know, I'm going to take you up on that, man. I'm going to play Scrabble when? Friday night?
Okay, Friday night you got to do a chat.
That's right. What about Saturday?
How about Saturday cinema?
It's pre-recorded.
All right. Saturday afternoon.
All right, Saturday, I'll come to your house and we'll play Scrabble after you smoke too much weed.
No, see, that's just it. Not too much weed. Not too much weed. Okay?
All right, Jeff, thanks very much, brother. Hey, by the way, do you happen to have a number that you could put on the amount of of California GDP that can be attributed to marijuana?
Well, I mean, I think you said $7 billion. I don't think the jury isn't in on it yet, Mr. Henry, okay? The jury, you know?
Yeah, the jury. The jury's not in on it.
Yeah. Yeah, God.
Well, we know, okay? So the jury ain't in on how much money. God damn.
General, why don't you just take a chill and ease back, all right?
Oh, take a chill? Well,
yeah, I mean, Mr. Downer's trying to say it.
I'll just say this, General. There's probably $7 billion of weed sales currently in the state of California, and how much that affected California GDP, I don't know. But it can only be a good thing, man. It can't be a bad thing.
All right, Jeff. The general's over here just shaking his head.
Yeah, the general can shake his head all he wants, but...
I just think it's a crying shame. You're a very, very intelligent young man. And then you're going, hey, man, never mind.
General, why don't you get all the stereotypes out of your head about people that smoke dope and just have yourself a good life, okay?
Yeah, General, get out of stereotype.
Okay, I'll get all the stereotypes out of my head as I listen to a guy that's right out of Central Casting, Jeff Downer.
Fuck. General.
All right, we're going to... Jeff, thanks a lot, buddy.
You almost called me brother and buddy. You called me Bruddy.
Yeah, Bruddy. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, Bruddy. God damn. Hey, Mr. Henry.
Jeff Downer, ladies and gentlemen, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, yay.
Ricky Dugan's gotten better, bigger, and more loud than ever before. With a very loud Ricky Dugan plumbing shirt in plaids, greens, yellows, and pinks, you can be a Ricky Dugan Duganer. Duganer or do bad, but call Ricky Dugan. Ricky Dugan, the only plumber in all of the world who allows you to slap him directly across the face if you're not happy with the job. Also, Ricky shows up with a version of himself, a guy that looks just like him, only 5 feet tall, that you can pick up and toss through a window or a door. If you don't like Ricky Dugan's work, toss a miniature replica of Ricky through a door and slap Ricky across the face. It's the Ricky Dugan guarantee. And we're going into our fourth year. No, it's our fifth now. It seems like it's only been four. Into our fourth year, and Ricky's now been thrown through six doors, and the little man has been tossed. No, wait. Ricky's been slapped six times, and the little man's been tossed through seven doors. Is that right, Ricky?
Yeah, that's about right, as far as I know.
Ricky Dugan Plumbing. It's a great sport. It's sweeping America. The world knows about it. But maybe America has not yet gotten completely on board. It's a sport called soccer. It's a game. The rest of the world's been playing for many, many years. All you do is take a round ball and put it on a big square patch of grass. Then have the kids walk up to it and kick it. But they have to kick it to another kid who's wearing the same colored jersey. There are other kids that have different colored jerseys. They'll try to kick it too. Your kid tries to kick it down to one end of the big square grass thing, while the other kid tries to kick it down to the other end of the big square grass thing, and then they have to kick it into a net. Does that sound interesting? No, it doesn't. So why are we forcing our children to play this game? I'll tell you why. So we can be all international. Hey, yeah. So we can be all, hey, reach across the pond, hands across the water. My bare ass. Call My Bare Ass. Parents against the internationalization of school. My Bare Ass will put you in touch with other parents who do not want the liberalization of school curriculum. My Bare Ass, an organization comprised of some 50 million Americans. 50 million Americans. Is it possible? Is it possible 50 million Americans are in this organization called My Bare Ass? No, we lied. There are only 50,000 Americans. Actually, 50,000 who are on our email list, there's probably only 500 in our organization. More like 50. My Bare Ass. Remember, when it comes to the internationalization and the liberalization of our school's curriculum, tell them My Bare Ass.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I just saw it. Did you see that, bud?
Yeah, the guy was an empty net.
What do you mean an empty net?
We're watching this hockey game. It looks like Nashville has tied up the series 3-3 with Winnipeg. The winner of this series plays the Vegas Knights.
Oh, you mean that they won?
Oh, the Vegas Knights won the, did they win the Stanley Cup?
No, Margaret, the Stanley Cup isn't, they haven't played for it yet.
Yeah, the Vegas Knights, they won a series and then they're going to play the,
then they're going to play whoever wins the Nashville-Winnipeg series.
Yeah.
Then they're going to play whoever wins... I don't...
Margaret, just... Anyway, that was an amazing series. It's been an amazing season for these Vegas Knights. And it turns out they didn't do anything extra fancy. They just... They put together a great team.
Yeah, and their goaltender is a guy that's got Stanley Cup experience with Pittsburgh. So, yeah, it's... What a story. And the thing that makes me laugh, and maybe I'm sadistic, but... I love to read the guys that make all of these hard and fast predictions, and then they get their asses kicked. And such was the case.
The guy in the Sporting News?
A couple of guys in the Sporting News. One of them said, wow, this has been a great season for the Vegas Knights, and it's really been surprising, and it's really been amazing. But there's no way in hell they beat the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, the same thing they said about LeBron and Toronto.
Yeah, and the same publication said Toronto was going to sweep Cleveland. Because Cleveland got stretched to 7 games or something in their opening series. It must mean that there's something wrong with them. It must mean that it's time for the Cleveland Cavaliers to go south. And they wind up sweeping Toronto.
This guy said Toronto would sweep.
Yeah. So,
This is interesting conversation, Phil, and I'm sure that it makes you guys feel as if you've got the big, a big one.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean a big one.
God, it's great. Put your hands up.
Yeah, Margaret, you put your hands so wide together as if I've got one that's 13 inches long.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you did, Margaret, so what's the point?
The point is we've got other people listening who may not be sports fans.
Well, whatever they're listening to, they're listening to, okay?
Whatever they're listening to, they're listening to.
I assume they're listening because they want to hear
What it am Phil has to say.
Yeah.
What it am I have to say? I mean, what it is that I've got to say.
All right, fair enough, but...
But wrap it up?
If you don't mind.
Well, anyway, Nashville just scored an open net goal, and it pissed the Winnipeg Jets off so much that they scooped the puck out of the net and shot it at the guy that scored the goal. There's a minute 41 left in the game, so Nashville's going to play Winnipeg in a 7th game, and the winner takes on the Vegas Knights. But this guy that we were reading in the Sporting News...
Well, And that's why you follow these guys. The thing is, when you make a hard and fast prediction like that, and then you wind up looking as if someone put a monkey suit on you, where do you go? What do you say?
Yeah, you just gonna have to suck it up, put on a monkey suit, and live to fight another day in a monk suit.
Yeah,
in a monk suit.
Well,
thank you very much. You know, we can't just say make a monkey out of a guy. We gotta say the guy got chimped, put on a monkey suit.
Yeah, why don't you guys just get to it, okay?
Margaret.
Just get to it. They made a monkey out of the ape, or whatever. They aped him.
They aped him.
Right. Vernon Dozier joins us here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Mr. Dozier is the head coach of the Belmar Academy varsity football team. Vernon, you have family visiting, right?
Yeah, Phil, we do. We got very happy. I've got Mandy's family. I've got a niece and a nephew visiting, and she has her uncle visiting. He's got a nephew, so the three kids are having a ball.
And are they all staying at your house?
Yeah, they're staying at my house, and I've got we got a big outing coming up this weekend. We're going to take everybody down to Knott's Berry Farm, and we're going to
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a great time, and hopefully maybe we'll get in a little Disneyland, that kind of thing. But
what are the kids doing now?
Well, they're in front of the television set. And I'm talking to Darren, and his wife is Christina. We've had some great conversations. Went out to dinner. We took them out to U.S. Grant Grill in San Diego.
Boy, that's a nice dinner out.
Well, I haven't been to the U.S. Grant Grill in so long. How is the old place?
It's fantastic, General. We got to make a run down there sometime.
Hey, you're mentioning the kids are parked in front of the TV set watching that baby channel, huh?
Yeah, I mentioned that too because I know you play that for your cats. Is that what I heard?
Phil puts the baby channel on when you're out of town or when you're not when he's not in his house, so the cats watch it.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
That's what Phil does. Gets his kicks showing the cats the baby channel.
I don't get my kicks that way. It's something to put on the TV. You know, cats and dogs both like to have, sound.
Well, don't you have like a cat sitter or something?
No, I don't have a cat sitter. Well, yeah, I mean, we have Susie comes and feeds them and hangs out with them. But cats do well on their own.
Yeah, they do well on their own, except you want them watching that big... Let me tell you about the baby channel, because I'm an educator. And I got my nieces and nephews sitting there, and they're watching this baby channel. And... you know, I work long, hard hours. I come home and I'm trying to be a very pleasant host and hostess, not a hostess, my wife. My wife's the hostess.
You're trying to be the pleasant host.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a pleasant host. Now comes the baby channel because the kids have it.
Well, how old are these kids?
Okay, my brother's son is 7, and the...
7?
Yeah. Oh, wow. What, do you think he's retarded or something?
I didn't think the baby channel... Okay, let's... I don't think anybody's saying that. He's 7 years old, and he's watching the baby channel?
Yeah, he's 7 years old, and he's watching the baby channel. What about it?
All right.
And then the other two are Mandy's brother's kids, 4 and 5.
Okay. Does the elder one...
Hold on, Phyllis. What you did does the... And you're telling me my kid has got a soft head.
I didn't say your kid had a soft head.
Terminal, I mean, coach.
This is the 967th time. I'm a coach. I'm not a general. Please.
I'm sorry, coach. Your son, your 7-year-old nephew.
Not my son, my nephew. It's my brother's kid. I didn't raise it. He did.
It?
Him.
All right, but does he like watching the baby channel?
I think he just puts up with it, okay? I think he's a good boy, and he knows the younger ones, the little ones, want to see it. I mean, if it was up to my son, he'd be watching reruns of every Star Wars movie that was ever made. Then he'd go and he'd take a look at, Wonder Woman. And then he'd go out and take a look at damn God.
The Walking Dead.
How about that, what's the guy, Mr. America? Is that it?
But talk about Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America. Then that Deadpool, holy Christ.
He likes that too, huh?
Yeah, he loves that Deadpool. And I don't even think that's for kids, but he puts up with it. And let me say this, if I could. Boy, we've been working very hard at the school. God willing, the creek doesn't rise. School will be out here coming up early June. But when they put on that baby channel...
Now, this is something that bothers you.
No, I'm fine.
Take a deep breath, because it sounds like you got a little of that hypertension.
No, I don't have any hypertension, I want to say. Okay, let me take a... when they put on that baby channel... Okay. And they got on a show on the baby channel called Squeak.
Squeak?
Yes, it's 3 mice, or 3 people dressed in a mice costume, or a mouse in a mouse outfit. And these 3 mice dance and jump up and down.
What is with you anyway?
Will you hold on for just a minute?
Hey, wait. Calm. Hold on, coach. I got to talk to you.
Oh, please, Phil. I want to finish this.
I got to talk to you. This sounds like you're about to launch into a story that... I'm going to let you tell the story. But it sounds like you're launching into a story that has a lot of emotion attached to it.
It does. I'll tell you why. These mice shows, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Mighty Mouse, Tom and Jerry, mouse, right? These shows are a reminder to me of my very, very difficult days as a student, living in garbage pits, in dumpsters, in garbage cans, all through the Burbank-Glendale area. When I was turned down by my parents, I wanted someone to ask my mother and father, how about helping me out in school? And they went ahead and they did the figurative or the symbolic. They turned around and pulled their cheeks apart.
What does that mean, they turned around?
I said symbolically, Margaret.
So they rejected your request for money?
They rejected my request. Then I tried to get a student loan.
Why are you going here?
What did he ask?
General, I mean, coach.
I'm called General one more time. I'm going to...
You're going to what?
Coach, please. He was just commenting, you going, eh.
I'm breathing. Okay, bud, breathing.
That sounds like going, eh.
I'm breathing. And I'd go back to my apartment, and there were mice everywhere.
So you had a very difficult time. Sounds like you lived in the slums.
I did. I lived in the slums. I lived in the badlands of Burbank, in the flatlands of Burbank, between check cashing stores, okay? and used clothing and bookstores. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I come home and I look on this little show, this baby channel, and I'm thinking, well, this ought to be okay, because what could be bad about a baby?
Well, what could be bad about a baby channel?
Yeah, I mean, and I turn the corner and I'm looking at a screen, and it's got these mice.
Now, these are mice, people in a mouse costume.
Doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
Coach!
It doesn't matter.
Coach, listen to me. Just take a deep breath.
And not only are they the three mice dancing and skipping and going, yay, it's a victory dance.
You're upset with the attitude of the mice on the screen.
I am. They're doing a victory dance in my face. You know what that means? Anybody know what that means?
No.
No, I don't. No.
It means, hey, Vernon, the mouse is...
They won.
They won. And I got to calm myself down and say, no, actually, I won. I got my college education. I lived on a grant.
Okay, Coach, that's all the time we have for that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's all the time we have.
I want to just say one more thing.
Coach?
I want to say one more thing. When I came in and I saw my nieces and nephews watching this show Squeak on the baby channel, they got three fat dancing mice, and each one is wearing a vest. One's wearing a green vest, the other's wearing, I guess, a red vest. And the third one on the end, on the far right end, I took notes. I sat down, and I'm wearing nothing but a bath towel, and I'm looking at this mouse, and it's got on a yellow vest, and it turns around and shows its...
Shows its what?
Its rear end, a big, fat mouse ass.
Hey, Vernon, take that deep breath. Go take a cold shower now.
You'll never understand. None of you. None of you will ever understand.
Don't ask me.
I want you to call him back. After the show, not now.
I mean...
After the show, not now. Call him back and find out what's wrong with him.
Truer words, whatever, Spike. I agree.
Absolutely, Phil.
Find out what's wrong with him. He can't breathe. You're right, bud. Every other thing was, whatever that was.
It's him trying to catch his breath, as far as I could tell.
Well, this had something to do with mice and the squalor that he lived in during his college days and a fat mouse that showed its rear end. Is that it?
Yeah, well, the mouse turned and gave it, and it did.
I think I know. The mice, these are people in mouse costumes.
Right.
And they have big fat butts with a tail, and one of them probably turned around and shook its butt at the camera. Yeah, I mean, I can understand how that would be offensive.
It's not intended for adults.
What?
It's not intended for adults, man. It's intended for kids. No kid is going to see a mouse shake its rear end and be offended. They're going to laugh. They'll think it's funny. But there's Vernon flipping his lid, can't breathe, sounds like he's going to have a stroke.
Now, I got to agree. It got past the point where, well, maybe he's got he's making a legitimate point here to the, you thought he was going to die.
All right, well, Bud, you know what I want you to do.
Yeah, call him.
After the show.
Yeah.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Crane.